Welcome to Battle Pets. This is episode number 76. I'm Aludra, and I've been hearing how awesome I am. And he's no good to me dead. It's Ben.
Well, hello!
You know, you're chipper for a guy that we thought was dead a second ago.
Well, no, I'm no good to you dead. And considering I'm not, that means that I'm just perfectly useful right now.
You are perfectly useful, as always, because you are my very, very good friend, Ben.
Yay!
Yes. Ben is awesome, guys. Just know that.
Well, you know, perfectly useful is actually better than adequately useful. So I think.
Oh yeah. So. No, I've never called you adequate.
No, adequately useful.
Never use the word adequate when describing Ben. Never crossed my mind. And no, that's not because I'm going so far in the other way, guys. Be nice.
Oh, thanks. I think, yeah. No, just watch. We're going to get emails in now. It's like, hey, Ben, your pet team, it was adequate.
It's like, okay,
you know what?
Thanks.
If that happens, I'm sorry. I'm going to laugh so hard. I'm going to high five everybody who sent it in because that means they're listening.
Well, I will be too. Well, you know, kind of like halfway, though.
Yeah. You know, just enough.
I'll give them an adequate five.
So, Ben, it's been a while, partly because of me, partly because of you, partly mm-hmm. because this is a crazy time of year, but...
It is. Oh, man, there's stuff going on, and hollies and jollies, and 8 days and crazy nights and stuff.
Yes.
I pretty much narrowed it all down, right?
Well, there are some really solemn holidays as well.
Well, yeah, there are. They're solemn.
And we respect that.
Yes.
Well, that was our serious moment for the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. But all seriousness,
it was adequate.
Things have been crazy for both me and Ben. Ben, you want to start by telling everybody what you've been up to in your world of Ben awesomeness?
Well, I have been so insanely tired because I've been helping with a training class at work. So up at 4:15.
Woo!
Which,
why are we celebrating that? That sounds terrible.
That was an adequately sarcastic up at 4:15. As someone who generally falls asleep or goes to bed around midnight or so, it doesn't work out all that well. And, you know, even when I try to go to bed earlier, it's like I could be incredibly tired, just so tired. And then all of a sudden it's like, okay, it's like, you know, pushing 9:30. I'm like, I need to get in bed. I get in bed and I'm like, I'm awake.
Yeah.
It's only 9:30. What's going on?
That's when you hide your clocks and lie to yourself.
Yeah,
that's what you got to do at that point. You hide your clocks, you lie to yourself, and you hope that somehow you will buy the lie tonight.
Yeah, something like that. But so I haven't been doing a ton of gaming and stuff because of that. But what I have done, holy moves, you're going to love this. This is just insane. It's crazy.
Okay.
I have a legendary ring on my monk.
Yes!
I didn't announce it to the raid. I had it, I got it last Saturday, actually. I decided, I'm like, you know what? I'm 6 tomes away. I can probably get that in LFR pretty fast or relatively painlessly. So I hopped in, got a tome off of the first 3 bosses, hopped in the second thing, got a tome off of 2 out of the 3 bosses. I'm like, okay, well, good luck to me now. So hopped in the third one. They were on the last boss, dropped the tome. Boom, done.
Nice.
Yeah, I was pretty excited about that because I'm like, finally, I don't have to do that stupid crap anymore of just grinding and everything. And you know what? You want to know how awesome and legendarily epic I felt?
Nice.
Not at all. Actually, I didn't feel that way at all. It was just, okay, well, my grind's over now.
You know what? I can totally relate because after last Sunday's raid, our friend Lear and I were talking, and he asked about my tomes, and I admitted I had about 4 left.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, what is your damage? And he dragged me into every wing of LFR. And I got him, just like you, same story. Mm-hmm. I wasn't thrilled, though, man. Guys, I heart you all from the bottom of my heart. But
But if you were in that LFR.
You really taught me some things about compassion and patience and tolerance that I don't think people want to learn in a video game.
That is a very fine point.
So I got it too, and I'm sitting there and I'm doing that last bit of a questing bit, and I went, called it, and I was not surprised, but I've been having this bad week of calling all the plot twists. I've been like, called it.
Yeah, especially when your options are between two different things. It's like, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, I mean, you have it now. Do you feel insanely legendary?
I'm mad. You're supposed to be able to see this ring on your character. It's supposed to have this amazing hazy glow. I wanted my hand to glow with the power of angry, vengeful gods. What do I get?
Nothing?
I don't even get butterflies in my wake. What even is that? It's a
bummer.
A ring. It's hidden. There's no golden halo surrounding my hand.
Like,
there's no angel parting.
It should be like full of fire, like Iron Fist from the Marvel comics and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, dude, they even have all these glowy effects. You can't just go, oh, look at that hazy glow.
It's on your hand now. Woohoo.
I mean, even just make my whole body have a hazy glow. Nope. Nope. And I'm
whatever.
Just gonna say, not a fan.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm
it's
definitely...
very underwhelming. All this work and there's nothing special. There's nothing that you can see.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm over the everybody gets a legendary. I'm fine with everybody gets an artifact weapon, though, because that's something entirely different and new. And there's more to it than just, hey, grind out all these raids and see story content that you won't see unless you grind out raids.
Yeah, yeah, that's irritating to me.
Yeah.
So... But, yeah. No, I like everybody getting a legendary. I like everybody getting a chance at it. Don't get me wrong. I just think it could have been handled in a funner way.
Yeah. See, I like it if you don't call it a legendary and everybody gets something, but it doesn't feel legendary at that point. But anyways, that's a discussion for a different time.
Yeah. I feel it is legendary just for the Herculean amount of work we gotta do.
Yeah, I can go with you on that.
Yeah.
That part of it. But so... In other news, I got into the alpha a bit, dug in, got, speaking of artifact weapons, the artifact weapon on a mage, and then also on a Healy monk. And,
nice.
So, okay, you want to know, I was really doubting my ability to heal and do stuff because I was like, okay, I'm going to try and, you know, work the classes that I know that I play and everything like that. So I'm going in on my Pandalonia clone-ish, like, you know, had to create it from scratch because for some reason they're not allowed to copy characters over yet. And I go in there and I'm like, hey, cool, let's do this. And so I pick the Healy spec because, you know, I'm a healer. Well, I go through and I'm trying to do the thing to get the stuff. Not spoiling, don't worry. And I die. And I try again. I'm like, okay, I figured something out. I'm like, I need to do this and this first too. And I die. To the point where, like, I can't come back from the mistakes that I made. So I let it sit for a long time, like, you know, just completely logged off. So then I came back and then my body, you know, I wasn't a ghost or anything, but my body was in that starting place where you start. So then I had to go to the other place and then fly to the third place to get the artifact. I love how I'm not spoiling this and it just sounds like I'm crazy. So then I get there and then I look in my bags and lo and behold, I chose the Healy spec, but I was already equipped with all agility gear. So I actually had to re-equip half of my gear so that it was actually Healy stuff. And yeah, so if you get into the alpha, check your gear. Because once I did that, I could heal like the best of them. It was pretty cool. So that was not fun.
Well, I too am in the alpha. And some of you might have seen The Adventures of Madame Piddlepants, my demon hunter. She's great and awesome. And
best
I'm
name
kinda,
ever.
I'm kind of depressed that I can't be Madame Piddlepants in in live because somebody already has that on my server. Though they beat me to it probably by years for all I know. So it's like, how mad can you be when the name's already taken?
Well, it's like, you know, years and years later, I thought, hey, Twitter, maybe I should see if I can get the name Ben. No, I can't.
No, that was gone like day one.
Yeah, but, you know, I tried.
Yeah. I can't be a Ludra on Twitter. Somebody's squatting that one. Anyway, so I got through it, and I gotta say, loving the gameplay. Love how they handle. Love everything about it.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that a set of Warglaives equipped, though, that I got, I have nicknamed the saddest weapons ever. Because they just look sad. And I don't mean like they look bad or anything. No. You look at them and you realize they are giving off an emotion. And you can relate to this emotion as sadness. So, saddest Warglaives ever. They exist. There you go.
Okay.
That's my spoiler about that. Then I made a mage called Cashew because Draenei horns always remind me of cashews. And I was running Cashew around and there was a window. Well, actually, okay. Later I found out this window is unblocked. But at this point, there was some debris in front of this window.
Oh.
And so I went, I want to jump through that window and see what happens. And I did. And so the adventures of Cashew, the mage, and her, oh man, I really shouldn't have done that moment, are all over Twitter, on my Twitter. That was a fun adventure too.
That sounds
almost
fun.
Almost as great as getting that screenshot of that one guy going, oh my god, it's Piddle Pants. This is so embarrassing. So, yeah. So that's out there, and I love it. Mage Quest, adored it. They only have fire out right now, so I did fire.
It was really cool, though, right?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I felt like I really was getting something worth the fight. It's hard to say that with the Demon Hunter, because it's like, oh yeah, Demon Hunter, everything I'm doing is this high level of cool.
Yeah.
So, okay, artifact weapon, I got it. Yeah, me. It's still up there on that high level of cool of the entire experience. And then, so the mage, I'm like, okay, let's see what the mage is going on. And I just got to say, wow, mages. Just wow.
Really it's hit it out really of really cool. Really, really cool.
I rolled a hunter, Piddle Pets. But then I realized she doesn't get a bow. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm not playing no hunter without a bow. Because, no.
No.
That's just not how it works.
That's not how you hunt her.
And Ben, speaking of terrible healing, I rolled a priest.
Yay!
In the alpha.
Yay.
I call her cleanup crew because there's a lot of piddles everywhere. Yeah, I know. So cleanup crew and I, we have a very interesting relationship going on. Where I started her quest, went to the area, and the game decided I cannot play a priest.
Like, it's all, you're doing really bad. Stop, or it just kind of crashed.
It crashes every time I load in. Every time I load in, I can't walk 2 feet without the entire alpha collapsing. And so I've decided that cleanup crew and I are not on the best of terms.
Apparently. Wow.
She's mad about all the piddles.
Yeah, I can see that. Makes sense.
And I honestly, my healer is only level cap because I tag along with our friend Mew Cow whenever he levels his Death Knight. It's okay. Accidental. I'm just like, hey, I got a character I want to work on. He's like, me too. Happens to be his Death Knight. Happens to be my priest. And so we go for it. So he pulls all the things and I just stand back and heal because
that's what you do.
Shadow. I can't shadow. Come on.
And apparently I can't all that well either, but I try.
Yeah, so I can discipline. I enjoy discipline. So sometimes I'll throw a little spiky owies, but then he'll pull 15 more guys and it's like, nope, gotta heal. So no, it's great. So apparently I cannot play a priest in the alpha without Mew. So Blizzard, please give the alpha to Mew so I can play a priest.
Okay, so what you're saying is that I need to make something so that we can run around together and you can heal me.
I would love to run around together. I really would like to see that.
We'll see what I can do.
Yeah. We'll actually have to coordinate here when you start getting enough sleep again.
Yeah, exactly. Which is today was the last day of training. So guess what? Next week I'm going to be back to my whole, I'm awake at stupid hours of the night and still functioning.
You know, as stupid as your hours are, mine are typically worse. So
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Not a contest, though. Not a contest.
No, you'd win, though.
Like I have before?
Yeah, something like that.
Ben does not appreciate my gesturing to my crowns. Just FYI, guys.
Plural.
Mm-hmm. Plural. Okay, so, oh, wait. Are you done?
Because that was kind of fun. I would say there's other stuff that I've done, too, that is not WoW-related. And that is the wonderful world of Disney Infinity 3.0. Wapow, wapow, wapow. I'm not rubbing again, but so I got to say, I was playing the playset that comes with it, you know, the prequel stuff. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun. Then Jar Jar showed up and I wanted to tear my eyes out.
Then you're like, oh.
I don't even know what you're trying to say.
I burped as I was saying it.
Yep. So go ahead and say it again.
Then you're like, nope, uh-uh. Mm-mm,
yeah. Nope. Like, I will say, though, it's fun. I'm assuming it's fun for all ages. I am old and love it. So check it out. It's a fun game. It's way better than the other Infinities. They had Team Ninja actually do the combat, and they nailed it. So that's all I have to say. I'm really enjoying that game. So anyways, what
That's
about you?
Awesome.
What else have you been doing?
I've been playing Fallout 4.
Ooh.
Yes, and a lot of it. Like, a lot of it. Like.
Like an unhealthy amount?
Probably. I had actually. The only reason I haven't been playing it really hard the last few days is because I've been crocheting snowflakes for a work party my husband's going to.
Oh, okay.
And so I volunteered to do that. And you can't really play Fallout when your hands are busy. No. You can play other games like Hex when your hands are busy, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
But not so much Fallout. That's the only reason my played time hasn't crept up over 4 days in game.
Well, that's why you learn how to crochet with your feet.
I barely know how to crochet with my hands. So, yes, Fallout, it's amazing. I am having so much fun.
Good, good.
I called that twist and that plot pretty easily, too. Not going to give anything away, but there was a thing, and I was like, yeah, you know what? This is going to happen. And boom, was right.
Yeah, that tends to.
Yeah. So, but no, I'm having a blast in there. I got my character all pretty. She's all running around.
Well, she has to be. That's
the rule. Yeah. She can't run around. Like, if I wasn't running her around, it wouldn't be very fun. That's what I was trying to get out. So there.
Exactly.
Apparently I'm playing the game sideways from all my friends. They're all like, oh, did you do this? Yeah, I did this. What about this part here? And I'm like, no. I'm like, where is that? Where even is that? Oh, we got that early in the game. I'm like, well, I'm X days in this game. I have not seen that. So
that hasn't happened yet. Hmm.
They're like, oh, well, what'd you do? I'm like, well, I'm over here. Oh, I haven't gotten there. Spoilers. I'm like, come on.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I love games like that, where you could be doing something. You're getting more or less the same exact game as your friends, but you're playing it sideways to them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you never know what's a spoiler. And so it's really fun. Anyways, Ben, we should probably be talking about Warcraft now.
Well, maybe. And you know what? We should probably be talking about pets, too.
Yeah. So let's get into that with the news.
Draenor News.
Doesn't this take place in the past or something?
Why, it's news from Draenor! Boy, howdy!
So, in news, we want to start off by saying a shout out to our buddy, our friend, my co-host on Geektopia, Lita, also the host of Behind the Avatar. That's right. Healthy you is the best you. Congratulations.
We love you so much, Lita. Yay!
So much more than you can possibly imagine. That came off sounding a little weird, but trust me, it's good.
Yes, it's a good thing. Yeah, in a good way.
So big internet hugs to Lita.
Everybody hug Lita. Okay, because we are harder. Mm-hmm. This episode here marks the 50th episode that we are blessed with our good buddy and amazing and ever so more than adequate co-host, Ben. That's right. Ben is great. 50 episodes of Ben.
Yay. This episode marks a wonderful milestone as well. It is 76 episodes with Aludra, which we also love, and she is fantastic and amazing. So yay, Aludra.
Yeah, but it doesn't have the same coolness as this is Ben's 50th episode.
Yeah, it's a different kind of cool because it's 26 more. Exactly. So, Aludra, did you know that 'tis the season for Blizzard's charity pets?
Why, yes, Ben, I have seen the advertisements.
Well, good then. You know all about the fact that this year's pet is the amazing and incredibly cuddly Brightpaw, which is giftable this year.
Oh my gosh, thank you, Blizzard.
Yep, I am so happy about that. In fact, it seems that Blizzard heard our pleas from last year, and we are happy to be able to give this shiny new pet to other people. So, yay, you guys are awesome. Yay. Give them out. It helps charity. And you know what? It's just a really great pet to have. I, to be honest, I've leveled mine to 25. I haven't pet battled with it once.
I have not enough stones yet to level it to 25. I might just give it a boost here and there.
It is super.
But I love it.
He zips around.
Mm-hmm. Very adorable. And if you sit down, it'll crawl into your lap.
Yeah. It's
so cool.
And it seems to fit better than the other cats that do that. So
yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, you don't want your Cinder Kitten in your lap.
No, I did
unless
that.
Unless you're wearing that Firelands pet gear.
Yeah, you really need that.
Yeah. That's where I didn't run today. Oh my gosh, I went running for mounts and I'm like, where's the last raid I didn't go? It's Firelands. I didn't go to Firelands.
Of course. Of course. That would be it.
Ben wasn't there, so.
Yeah, I'm not working on the staff. I'm sorry.
Thank you for reminding me, though, of Firelands.
You okay. Bet.
Yes. So, and I've gotten my charity pet. It was a gift, and it is awesome, and I heart it, and I heart the person who gave it to me.
Yay for that person.
It was you, Ben.
Yay for me. The attempt at hiding that was quite adequate.
No, it really was not. All right, so perhaps you want to share the Warcraft love with your friends and family. Well, now's a great time. Right now, the Battle Chest and Warlords of Draenor is 75% off at the Blizzard store.
Whoa.
Also, remember, if you are just now getting Warlords of Draenor, it comes with a free level 90 boost, and you have to use it before Legion comes out, or you will lose it.
Yes, yeah. Use it or lose it. So, you know what that means, Aludra? It means it's time to go into Alpha News.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay, well, you did that live, and I'm impressed, because I could not do that many deets in a row without giggling.
It was tough, actually.
All right, Alpha News. So as I mentioned, if you followed me on Twitter at all, you may have seen my adventures in the Alpha. Well, both me and Ben are halfway there, and we are exploring as we went into not much detail, but, you know, hopefully enough for you to know we're there. And, yeah, so there's no new pet battles in the game. Though the Draenor Weekly quest giver is in Dalaran, there's a new one. Her name's Leo the Lioness, and she's in the pet shop.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of jealous. Anyways, she totally fooled us with her giant exclamation point of pet battles, but it's just Draenor pet battles. And I'm not going to Draenor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, you'll recognize her. She actually hangs out in the Alliance Pet Garrison or Pet Menagerie. So she's moved her way to Draenor. What am I saying? Moved her way from Draenor to Dalaran so far in Legion. That being said, remember, everything that we talk about in the Alpha is subject to change. Everything.
Everything, even the quest giver in Dalaran's pet menagerie may change into somebody else, maybe another little gnome running around.
Exactly. Everything that we talk about in our Alpha News section could be different.
So, yeah, I was pretty upset when I figured out that that was not... Ben got to hear it live, my discovery of, wait! What?
Yep, and I helped figure out the mystery.
Yeah, I'm... not the brightest bulb some days. Just some
days.
Yes,
you are. Yes,
you are. Not some days. Some days I am merely an adequate bulb.
Well, you know what? You are bright enough for me.
Aw, see, Ben hearts me, guys. Yeah. This is why we're such good friends.
See? Perfect. So in other Alpha news, there are new pet models that have found their way in there. That's right. Some of our furry friends are finding themselves with makeovers. Currently, the rabbits, squirrels, and rats have a significantly higher polygon count than the previous four triangles we know and love. This is amazing. If you haven't seen them, they look so cute and adorable and fluffy and huggable. And you know what? Even the mechanical squirrel looks pretty darn awesome.
Yeah, these are really good upgrades. I love it because the older pets were really starting to show their age. Now, don't get me wrong, I love my six polygon bunny as much as the next person. As a matter of fact, my warrior was known for her six polygon bunny running around with her because she felt lonesome.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is way back when, pre-Aludra days, okay? Yes, I used to be a warrior, guys. So, yeah, so... while it is sad to see them go, I'm really excited because it's like, yeah, it's the end of an era, but it is just getting with the times.
Yep, it's updating models, which is something that some of those older ones from Vanilla are in desperate need of.
Yeah, it's really weird running around somewhere like your garrison or something. And yeah, you put your snow bunny out because it's a cool snow bunny. But then you see your snow bunny, and then you feel awkward with your snow bunny out because it's like, wow.
Yeah, because Brightpaw walks next to it, and you're like,
Wow, okay, let's put the bunny back into Tron and get a new bunny.
Oh my gosh, I want a Tron bunny now so bad. Can you imagine? It's black with like white line outline things on it and stuff. Oh, how cool would that be?
Pizza trail.
Oh my gosh, that'd be great.
It jumps and zigzags around and leaves a zigzag trail.
And if you walk over it, you trip. Oh my gosh, Tron Bunny needs to happen now. That is it.
Ben has a request.
Yes, Tron
Bunny.
If you
would like to make his season bright, it would be Tron Bunny.
Tron Bunny. No, we're not doing that again. But no, Tron Bunny would be great. I like the idea of themed pets to movies that I like.
Well, wait. Disney owns Tron, so that might not happen.
They don't have to call it that. They could call it
Nort Cyber Bunny.
Cyber Bunny, Nort Bunny, even Tren Bunny. There is no actual bunny in the movie Tron. So it can still work.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, Train Bunny? No, that's different. That's a bunny that drives a train.
Tron Bunny, but with instead of it is an O, it's a zero.
Or it's got umlauts over it. Bunny. Yeah, see, we got this. We know how this works.
All right, so moving on. The data miners are out in force, and Color Us shocked. We're not. There are over 60 new pets that have been, quote-unquote, found in Legion. Though not all currently have locations, nobody knows how to get them, so they could just be data files in there throwing us off. Don't worry, guys. When we are sure these pets aren't going anywhere, we'll actually be in the game and sure that you can add them to your collection. You bet we will be happy to list them, let you know where they are, and tell you where to get your Tron Bunny.
Exactly.
Tron Bunny is adequate.
You know what? That is total computer speak. Tron Bunny is adequate. Yeah. Exactly.
Bat robot! Okay. So, yeah. We're excited about all this as much as you are. I just hope these new pets are competitive and that they are pets that we are going to want to play in this system.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yep. I'm looking forward to seeing some of the new stuff, but, you know, the fact that it's just a data file, we have no clue what it is right now. I'm not as excited. Eventually, though, I will totally be hunting and gathering and capturing and buying and achieving and all these pets.
Yeah, I totally agree. Mm-hmm. All right, so finally, to round out our news, we are not interested in buying your web address. Nope. Ben is not Kephis, nope. And... we like our show.
Yeah, very, very true.
These are all emails we have gotten in the last month. So,
yep. So, you know, you are right. We do like our show. But you know what else we like, Aludra?
Dude, there are so many things like Star Wars and merely a few short days.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait. Anyways, what I was actually going for is deals. I like deals. Deals are great, especially when they save me money. And right now, Doghouse Systems has some great deals going on PCs. And even more so, I believe that if you put in the code BATTLEPETS, you get double the memory, which is an even better deal than the deal you're already going to be dealt. So go to DoghouseSystems.com to be dealt the deal that is the dealio. Yo.
The deal to be dealt?
Yes. Deal.
Awesome. Well, Ben, do you know what I like?
I know. You like a lot of things.
Yeah, I do. I like things. I'm not ashamed of it.
Oh.
But do you know what one of my favorite things is?
Pepe?
Besides Pepe. Because Pepe, of course, goes without saying.
Yeah. Do you like puppies?
Yeah, I like puppies.
I've seen you really like babies.
Yes, as long as they're not mine. I'm talking about our logo on a t-shirt, though, Ben, because you can start listing things that I like from now until 3 hours from now, and you still won't quite narrow it down enough. I know you. No, I like our logo on a t-shirt. It is at slashloot.com. Look under the podcast settings. You can get a very comfy, very nice, very cool t-shirt. It adds +2 charisma.
Ooh.
And
mine is +3, actually.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah. Ben rolled a crit on his when he purchased it. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool. So, Doghouse for computers /loot for our awesome t-shirt. I love our logo. I mean, seriously. It is like, though, our logo is, we're all bright and peppy on this show, and our logo is like, argh!
It is the most dark and evil thing there is. Then you listen to the show, it's like, hey guys, woohoo! Mm-hmm. Tron bunnies!
Yeah! They're adequate.
Yes, but these deals on shirts and computers are even better than that.
Yes. We heart you all, you heart us.
Help us out.
Or email us money? No.
Eludra, that doesn't work yet. It doesn't work yet. It's okay, though, because you know what? To work out that frustration, let's have some boss battles.
Yeah, battle the bosses.
Round one, fight. Boss battles.
All right, so this boss is actually my favorite looking thing that they put in the game.
It is pretty awesome. And even more so, I love the fact that it has a trainer. Kind of, that rides it and then hops off.
Yeah, I know. It's very cool. I actually feel like I'm facing off against something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right, folks. This week we are fighting the Quintessence of Light, which
so awesome.
It is cool. It's a fiery bird, not like a phoenix or anything, but it's a fiery bird and it has a little tiny fiery Draenei riding it. Mm-hmm. And then it hops off and you fight the bird. It is so cool. It is
actually the pet in the garrisons right as we speak, right now.
Right this second?
Yeah.
I did not know that. I should have logged in.
Yeah, I did. I did my pet daily.
That's great. Well, the Quintessence of Light, as cool as it is something that you need to beat up.
So, yes, it is.
In order to do that...
it makes fun of you, Ben.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's like mocking you with its awesomeness going, you will never own me or possess me. And I'm not dealing with that, okay?
No. No.
You can't talk to me that way. I'm a person.
Exactly. So, in order to defeat it, you need to know the abilities that it has. So, the first ability is Fire Quills. Now, the Quintessence of Light will fling 1 to 2 fiery quills at your pet, dealing elemental damage with each hit. It will hit an additional time if it goes first. So it cheats. So watch out for that.
Sucker Punch. They should call that Sucker Punch.
Yeah. Second, Cauterize is... it's a great ability, but not when it's used against you. Now, this elemental ability will heal the Quintessence of Light for a bit, plus half of the damage of the last hit that was taken. I know about this ability because I used it a ton when I was battling my way up the ranks with my Phoenix Hatchling, and it totally disheartened anybody I fought because all of a sudden it's like, oh, you have like almost all your health back. So, you know, get in there, hit hard, hit fast.
Very hard.
Yep. Last but not least, the Quintessence of Light has Heat Up. Now, this will deal elemental damage to your pet every time you cause direct damage. And this also lasts for 3 rounds. So kind of pay attention to what's going on. And I definitely don't recommend using mechanicals against it because everything's elemental and they will die.
Yeah, yeah. I go with 2 water bugs and then the 3-headed. I love how I go. I'm really resorting to motions this podcast for some reason. I don't even know why. Oh,
you're talking
that out of practice.
You're talking about a Hydra.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Yes. The Hydra. I love that I can make such an obscure motion and Ben gets it too.
Yeah. It's, so, you know, I've learned from the weirdest. I don't know.
Because Ben and I actually do video with each other. Yeah. I don't know how lost you do
without it. Yeah. I will say though that I use the Pandaren water elemental. It works out really well. And I think I use the doodle bug as well. So,
I don't think I ever get doodle bugs that I use, and then that guy because I like the chompy chomp.
Chompa chompa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, totally.
With his jaws.
But yeah, so that's our strat. If you have something that you want to send in, let us know about it. Kind of like this next person did with last episode's boss.
Yes.
Hey, Aludra.
Yes, Ben.
Look what I got. It's a letter.
So this email says, all hail Aludra and Ben. I like this. This is a good opening. Okay.
Yeah, especially since I'm included, and that's like generally a kingly or queenly greeting.
Ben,
so thank you.
Ben, yeah. We are the king and queen of this show.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, so there we go.
Okay, I'm good with that.
Yeah, I can live with that. You make a lovely queen, Ben. Alright, so I wanted to pass on the team I use for Stitches Jr. It's the survivor tactic of outlast and outplay. Well, that outplaying would mean it dies, so good on you.
Perfect.
It starts in most, like most things in Florida, with a cockroach. Turn 1, apocalypse. You've just outplayed. Now it's time to outlast. Second pet comes up, and it's your choice of crab. I usually use a high health emperor crab. Put up a shell and a healing mist and soak the damage for a couple of turns. Then I swap to my magical crawdad, Mr. Pinchy. Ooh, now that's a tough one to get, so.
I love my Mr. Pinchy.
Oh, me too. I keep those healing mists going and then cast a wish, bringing the cockroach back to the front to heal him up to full. Usually by this time it's close to the end of the world as we know it. Just to add insult to injury, I cast the survival before apocalypse goes off. Generally, I don't lose anyone. Granted, the only damage I can really do to Stitches is via the cockroach's scratch. But with this strategy, I only need to outlast. Thanks for the show.
No, thanks All for right. the great show.
Oh, thanks for the great show. Aludra is blind.
Ellison.
Yes, Ellison from Stormwind Coffee of Argent Dawn, U.S. Well, we salute you, sir. And thank you for the letter. I've got to admit, I don't do the cockroach thing because it's like, I don't want to wait that long, and I'm impatient, because I'm so known for my patience, am I right?
Well, it's a lot better than me. I don't do the cockroach thing, because I hate cockroaches in real life.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry about it. Minion 1's the same way with spiders.
Oh my gosh, like, I had a cockroach out once in Raid, and someone threw a pet biscuit at it. I immediately dismissed it. I'm like, I can't do this. I can't.
No, that it could be worse. Remember that night somebody in Raid popped the infested bear cub?
Oh, that was so sad.
Oh my god, it was the worst, because you'd just be focusing on Raid, and then boom, there's a bear cub. That bear cub is it's total distraction.
Yeah.
I blame it for any wipes we had.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. But thank you for sending that in. That is definitely a winning strategy.
Yes, and it's definitely different, and it sounds like fun, you know? You got this whole scenario going on, you know, start with Florida. Yep. End with a zombie apocalypse cockroach. It's great. No, yep. I love it.
And as being a kind of newly converted fan of Survivor, I love the fact that it's a really good Survivor theme.
Yep. I just like that they did a narrative.
Yeah, totally works.
Did a narrative throughout the whole letter. It was brilliant.
Yep. Now, here's the big thing. If you were building a team based on insanely weird words that have absolutely nothing to do with each other, what would you call that segment of the show if we had one?
I would call it team building. And not zombie team krajiggering. What? You're krajiggering the team and you're zombie slapping it together? With parts, and yeah, so there we go. Team building!
Team building.
This week's episode has team building words, swanky confection.
Oh my god, okay, so, wow.
You know what, you go first, because I am dying to know what you're talking about.
Okay, so, confection, I think cakes, and there are no cakes, there are literally no cakes in this game. I am so disappointed because I actually bake a lot and I love cakes and I love making cookies and cakes and stuff. And I would like nothing more than an army of cookies and cakes and stuff to go with the rainbow unicorn I don't have. So, okay. So I think swanky. I think of the 20s. I think of confection. I think of cakes. So I'm looking for a flapper cake. That's not going to happen. So let's go to the next best thing. What?
No, I'm so curious as to, because I can see it. I'm like, I don't get it. So go for it. I'm waiting for this explanation.
Okay, so I tried to find something that was kind of like a swanky confection. So let's open with the puddle terror, which is actually the closest thing I can find to a flapper cake. I know. You're like, what?
Okay.
Go get your puddle terror. It moves kind of swanky. And okay. And it's got those colors in it that aren't quite natural watercolors. So it was dyed, which means that there's some food coloring in there. And so if I squint my eyes just enough, it's a bit frosting-like. Okay.
Gotcha. Okay. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ben's like, oh my god. Okay, yeah, you know what? I almost went with Zomstrock, okay? Zomstrock. He wasn't swanky enough.
No.
Next is the spectral porcupet, because if you light all those things on fire, it kind of looks like a birthday cake, right? Now, I know you're like, what? The spectral one? The spectral one is blue. There's a red one, yes, but it didn't quite have that kind of not really real color. Like, the red is muted enough that I felt it was not really confectionery.
Wow. So you're advocating lighting your pets on fire.
I'm sorry, but my cinder kitten has no problem with this plan.
Yeah, but we're not using
this. And I am made of pet battle bandages, so we're good. Besides, okay. It's spectral.
Good point. Okay, I'm with you on it.
There's no skin or fur to singe. Yes, I put thought into my fire plan.
Okay, I'm backing off.
Backing off. And finally, the dusty spore wing, because he's bringing the sprinkles.
good enough for me. That's fantastic.
I went with colorful because of confection, and that's usually what I think of.
Okay, well, we'll put it this way. This is one of the biggest challenges I think that we've had in a while.
It is. These two words are insane to put together, and then let's build a pet battle. There are 700 pets in the game, and I couldn't find one swanky confection.
Okay, well, my turn. Let's see. I went slightly different.
You think?
As I usually do. Okay, so when I think swanky, I think like kind of gaudy, hey, look at me, like, you know, like a rapper with a watch that has 87,000 diamonds on it, you know, something kind of like that. So you'd think the first thing I'd go to is Blingtron, but no, I've overused Blingtron in these segments. But if you look at a Cogblade Raptor, think about it. Someone put or took the time to smelt gold and shape it into the form of a raptor when there are actual raptors out there that you can get. So this is a robotic raptor.
Gnomes. That's what gnomes do, dude.
I know. And I'm saying that gnomes are swanky, as are Cogblade raptors. Now, here's the thing.
Gnomes aren't swanky.
Yeah, they are. So here's
they're
the thing.
They're swanky, but hey, not hey, swanky.
Hey. You know...
All right.
Yeah.
My bad. I'm backing off.
I have no defense, really, but still. Okay, so next
still,
up.
I'm backing off.
I'm looking for a confection, something sugary, something that, you know, that might have access to a bunch of sweet treats. And you know who I came up with? Father Winter's Helper. That's right. Because he helps Father Winter, and guess what? Father Winter, he likes the sugar, he likes the candy, he likes the cookies. So, who would be someone who would actually give a Cogsblade Raptor out? Probably Father Winter. So, you've got your swanky, you've got your part of confection there, and you know what's left? Frosty. Because when I'm thinking swanky confections, I'm thinking kind of, you know, Christmassy, 'tis the season. It's nice and chilly outside, you know, kind of frosty. And the fact that Wendy's sells a delicious treat called a Frosty. So, you know what?
Because there are Wendy's all over Azeroth, too.
You have your list, I have my list.
You know, I'm really surprised, though, that you went with the Frosty and not the little baby Metzen, because he could transport the stuff to you.
No, because you know how Frosty got his name originally?
Because he was cool.
That's kind of. But no, because. Arthas was sitting on the frozen throne. He was looking for some sort of ice cream treat. And he decided that he was going to order one of his minions to go to Wendy's, pick up some food.
Hmm.
He brought it back.
As you do.
Hold on. He brought a Frosty. And as he's eating it, the little undead, you know, dragon whelpling kind of, you know, flew in and fluttered about. And Arthas took a bite of the Frosty and said, "Ooh, this is really good." And looked over at the little dragon and said, "You know what? I'm going to name you Frosty, because this is really good." That's, nice. You know, an absolutely horrible Arthas impersonation, but that is what it is.
Arthas, you know, well, I mean, if you could do a perfect Arthas, I'd probably have ducked under my desk, so.
That's true.
Okay, so, yeah. So I'm going to back off. Okay, you have your logic, I have mine.
I wouldn't call it logic, but I have my
team.
I have my team, we'll say yes. That.
Yes, we both have our teams. Who did it better? Can you do better? We would love to know.
We really want to know on this one.
Yeah. Swanky confection.
Yep.
Just wow. Okay, so next week's pets is sweltering stuff.
Stuff!
Stuff! I love stuff.
It's sweltering.
And it's adequate. So we're going to have to throw the word adequate in there in case it's not in the word list, Ben.
Yeah, I'll get that in there after this episode, actually.
Okay. All right. So that's going to be it for our show. We hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I mean, like yeah. I said, I like our show. And Ben's 50th. So just wow.
And Eludra's 76. That's amazing.
Yep. All right, so if you would like to contact us, you can reach us at wildbattlepets@gmail.com. Our website and archives can be found at battledet.com. BattlePet.net, iTunes, and on Stitcher if you swing that way.
Yep, you can also follow us on Twitter. I am at Ben the Mage, and Eludra is at Eludra underscore AIE. And of course, the show can be found at Battle Pets Show. That's two S's.
Yes, Battle Pets Show. Follow us for all of our screenshotting, cashewing, jumping out of windows. But come on, it was a window, Blizzard! You're not gonna. They're gonna put a baby gate up there just for me. Watch.
Probably. Or an under construction sign.
No, there was no sign, believe it or not.
There might be now.
Yeah. Alright, you can also listen to us on other shows. Ben is on Azeroth Roundtable and Geektopia.
Yep, and of course, Eludra can be found on the AIE podcast,
which is currently on winter break because one of my co-hosts likes to take on an insane amount of things during this month.
Yes, that is an understatement.
Yeah, it really is. Somebody needs to learn to say, maybe not. Hey, we're all guilty of it, right?
Exactly.
It's only once a year.
For a month.
All right. Yeah. All right, so our theme song, Serpent Riders Heroes, by those amazing folks at Blizzard, and our bumpers were done by Coltrane and Ben, who is More Than Adequate. Battle Pets was written by myself and More Than Adequate Ben, and is copywritten to us as well. Thanks for listening!
Adequacy! Is that a word?
You're better than that.
It's a word.